For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. After a 14-month investigation, the Senate Intelligence Committee concluded Russia did try to meddle in the 2016 presidential election to help the campaign of Donald Trump. Senator Mark Warner is the committee's top Democrat.
Russians massively intervened in our elections to the purpose of helping Mr. Trump and hurting Hillary Clinton.
Contrast that with the more partisan report released last month by Republicans on the House Intelligence Committee. They concluded that Russia's sole intent in 2016 was to undermine the U.S. electoral process. Trump's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, was on Fox.
We're trying to get him to end this. This is not good for the American people. And the special counsel's office doesn't seem to have that sort of understanding that they're interfering with things that are much bigger than them or us.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states, and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
Donald Trump Jr. says he doesn't remember telling his father about a controversial meeting with a Russian lawyer at Trump Tower in 2016. That's included in transcripts just released by the Senate Judiciary Committee. In his testimony, Trump Jr. says he was interested in listening to information, but claimed he didn't know if it came from the Russian government, saying, "I had no way of assessing where it came from, but I was willing to listen." It's not clear if the Singapore summit between President Trump and North Korea's Kim Jong-un is actually going to happen.
We haven't seen anything. We'll see what happens. We'll see. Time will tell.
The White House has begun to distance itself from remarks made by National Security Advisor John Bolton, who has said Libya's 2003 disarmament is a model for what should happen with North Korea. Officials from the North are furious over the comparison. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
A broadcast TV network is announcing a few shows for next fall's lineup. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
It was a surprise mid-season hit for ABC.
They're back.
I'm not afraid of you.
Give it time.
And given the ratings success of the Roseanne revival, the networks decided it won't wait until halfway through next season for the show to give it another one. Roseanne will return this fall to ABC's 2018-19 schedule.
Classics really do hold them.
Also, ABC says Alec Baldwin's landed a primetime Sunday night talk show on the network that will air at 10 p.m. this fall, called Sundays with Alec Baldwin. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Thousands of those forced from their homes by the Hawaiian volcanic eruptions fled without their communications devices. Now those in shelters and community centers are getting some help. John Clemens reports.
That help comes from Hawaiian Telcom that has supplied them with free service for calls or text messages to the U.S. mainland, American Samoa, Guam, Puerto Rico, the Northern Mariana Islands, into the U.S. Virgin Islands so they can communicate with family and friends concerned for their safety. And Nishida Fry of Hawaiian Telcom says it's all about Ohana.
We really do feel in our hearts that our customers are more than just customers. We say that they are Ohana, which means they are like family.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.